AircheckDownloads.com.
The sound of where we live. 60s, 70s, and 80s Sunday.
With Simon Morrigan.
BBC Radio Derby.
We start the show back in the 60s on BBC Radio Derby. 60s, 70s, 80s Sunday. The Beach Boys and Good Vibrations, their first number one from November 66. And I was lucky enough a few years ago to be invited to Doncaster Racecourse, where when they have certain race days, they'll often have artists performing beforehand, or maybe a famous DJ. Spandau Ballet have performed there. I know James Blunt, I brought him on stage, Kaiser Chiefs one day, and got invited down. They said, would you bring the Beach Boys on stage? Brian Wilson. I said, what? I get to introduce Brian Wilson on that stage at Doncaster Racecourse. Yep. And went off and did it. And oh my God, I was just stood at the side of the stage going, that's Brian Wilson. That's the Beach Boys in front of me right there with Brian Wilson, just a legend. And whenever I hear Good Vibrations, it reminds me of a story from my friend Wrighty, who runs an electronics shop in a town centre, where, you know, sells plugs, cables, batteries, you know, that kind of stuff, hi-fi gear, like your real old school electronics shop, where if you didn't know what plug went where and what wire you needed connecting somewhere, rather than go on the internet, you'd pop in, you'd ask Wrighty, he'd know it and he'd sell it to you. And he gets all kinds of requests. People come in with problems to be fixed and he's like, what? And one person came in one day and said, have you got a device that can help me? And Wrighty said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, my neighbour's sending laser beams through the wall at me and it's making my jaw ache. So Wrighty said, I'm not sure I've got the device in this shop that will help. I said, why don't you sell him one of those Glade plug-in air fresheners and say, there you go. Shops have got to do what they can do at the moment, right? Anyway, we've got an afternoon of reminiscing, nostalgia, memories, music, just so much fun to come between now and 6 this evening on BBC Radio Derby. And hopefully a lot of fun along with that as well. Now, this next song I'm going to play for you takes us into the 80s, the summer of 87. A number 8 hit in the charts, and it was more successful on its second release than its first release. And it's one of the songs I've never really understood, because it's not the most cheery sounding song, yet the lyrics are positive. But apparently, Black, who wrote the song, said he was being ironic. And most people took the song at face value, because he wrote the song while broke with no money in the bank. Black and Wonderful Life, 60s, 70s, 80s Sunday. Really gritty image on the front page of the single to this song, of like a factory with tall chimneys and black and white and very grey. And of course, I mentioned just before I played that song that I'd never really understood it, that it's quite a moody sounding song, yet the lyrics are very positive. And it was Black who wrote the song while broke, said that he was being ironic, and most people took it at face value. And when that song came out in the 80s, Smash Hits reviewed it in the magazine, and V.C. McDonald, writing about it, said it's a wonderful record, sentimental without being slushy, and that it's heartwarming to see someone who A, isn't particularly handsome, B, has a spook name, or C, has no discernible image, and D, writes slightly odd lyrics, get into the charts purely on the strength of their music, which in this case is very strong indeed. Also described as a seductive, bittersweet ballad. It's a song I hadn't played for ages, and I thought I should dig it out for the show today on our 60s, 70s, 80s Sunday. Just the perfect soundtrack to Sunday afternoon. Memories, music, nostalgia, reminiscing, a trip down memory lane, a classic album to come as well between now and 6 o'clock. I wonder if you can guess what my classic album is this week. There was really only one choice this week. That might give you a clue. Maybe you heard about it this week. That to come. Some first three words coming up as well. Hopefully lots of fun between now and 6 o'clock. But now let's go back to the 1970s. The summer of 72. A song that picked up a Grammy Award for the best pop performance by a duo or group with vocals. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway together with Where Is The Love?
Checkdownloads.com.